Well, interestingly, no. I think that financially it's become almost even more difficult. Because what's happened is a lot of donors have sort of changed direction. To some donors, HIV/AIDS is no longer a palliative care illness where people no longer can be cured because it can be maintained. It can be kept in line with antiretrovirals. I think maybe 30% of our patient base that needs them is on them. And so instead of doing palliative care, they're doing income-generating projects.
Uh-huh.
They're doing livelihoods and that sort of thing. But it's very hard for somebody who's actually, at the end of their life, to get out of bed and create a vegetable garden, you know, to sort of sustain themselves. So we find that we're actually financially possibly worse off